Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
All right, mean comments and tweets about Joe DeCamera, I'm guessing, coming up in a second.
I mean, you're in the photo, too. I mean, I don't think you can let yourself off the hook.
Well, I mean, it's fine if people rip me, but just based on the comments that I saw, I didn't see a lot of that. So,
that's
I mean,
fair.
No, I'm always up for being ripped. That's fine with me. So we'll find out in a minute. If you want to know where to find the picture, and I didn't mention it before, it's on our socials. So it's Mark's Reese WIP on Instagram and on Twitter. And a lot of people have been checking it out here during the last 5-10 minutes or so. So that's coming up in a second. But I wanted to mention this because if you're tuning into the Marks and Reese show tomorrow right at this time, you're going to be catching opening day Phillies. That's
Ooh.
Right. Not this year.
Oh.
Last year. Yeah, unfortunately, it's not this year.
That would have been interesting breaking news to throw on the people.
Yeah, not only are the Phillies back, they start tomorrow. No, so tomorrow was supposed to be opening day, mm-hmm. And obviously it's not now, so we want to give the people a little bit of what they want, which is some game stuff, and you'll get it tomorrow on the original opening day. You're going to get opening day 2019 with Bryce Harper and the Phillies win over the Braves. And it's in a series called Only the Wins. So we're going to do this coming up twice a week. And we're only going to give you the wins of some memorable and great games. Tomorrow is opening day 2019. And tune in early, Ike, because you remember how that started off last year with the Phillies.
I have no idea how it started off.
Andrew McCutchen leadoff home run.
Oh.
Come on, Ike.
I didn't remember that until
I can't remember the first game from last year.
And then
year.
I didn't remember Hoskins it either. Hit a home run, grand slam later in the game to blow the game wide open.
Oh, see, it's going to be a good game to listen
see,
to.
See, you could have just let me just listen to it tomorrow and everything would have been brand new to me.
I just need you. I need you breaking down opening day of last year. I need you to remember it like it was yesterday.
So we'll be on from 2 to 4 leading into the game, and then at 4 o'clock you will have it. So it's a fun little thing that we're doing here on 94 WIP.
Hold up.
So
I'm working half a shift tomorrow?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
No, they're going to have you cleaning and disinfecting the building from 4 to 6.
Oh, man, the day just got better. I didn't
there
realize
go.
That.
So, awesome. Next week we have two great games for you. On Tuesday, how about 2009 World Series Game 1, the Cliff Lee game?
Oh, I'm all in for that one.
Complete
I've never heard that
game.
One on the radio. I've only
I know, haven't either.
Yeah, I didn't listen to it back then.
Was there in person?
Yes, so
really?
Was I, actually.
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it bad? I never went to any Phillies playoff game during that whole run.
Wow.
Really?
Well, that game was up in New York.
Well, no,
it was
I
in
know.
New York,
I
yeah.
know.
You, no, that's terrible. What is
yeah,
what it
bad,
is.
Bad for the brand, right?
Yes, it is.
Well, that was the famous Cliff Lee complete game, no mm-hmm. walk, 10 strikeout, and there was a run, but it was an unearned run in the ninth inning that they won.
Oh, so man, that's a good memory by you.
Yeah, well, I actually had to Google it and look at the – but I knew it was the Cliff Lee game, but I didn't remember. And then it brought back. I was like, wow, that's right. He was so cocky and dominant in that
yep.
game.
That's where he went behind the back. He yep. nonchalantly caught on the mound.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, exactly.
Unbelievable game.
Now, yeah, so you're like two in a row, back-to-back World Series
and
wins.
Then Cole Hamels happened?
Yeah. And Pedro was out there giving everything that he had, man. He just didn't they didn't have enough bullets left in the chamber. The mm-hmm. Yankees were the better team that
year. Game four. Game yep. four. I was there for that one, too.
Yeah. So that's Tuesday. And then Friday, and these are all 4 o'clock, and then Friday we're going to do the Nick Foles 7-touchdown game against the Raiders.
Love it.
So that's next week. Cliff Lee World Series game 1, and then on Friday, and that's Tuesday, and then Friday you have Nick Foles 7 touchdowns.
And you know what I love about that game? That is one of the more under – We don't talk about the 7-touchdown game nearly as much as we talk about some of the other great Eagles games.
Sure.
But that's where I got the whole Nicky 6. It was that game.
Is it from that?
Yes. When he threw a 6-touchdown, I was like, Nicky 6. Now, I didn't know about the Motley Crue thing, but.
You found that out later.
Yeah, I found that out later.
You gave him that nickname after making some of the easiest throws a quarterback could ever make?
Shut up, Jack.
It was like 7-on-7 out there. Dude.
It was unbelievable. Yeah. The Raiders look like they never played football before.
I can't wait to listen to that game.
Yeah.
That's going to be great to listen to after these years.
I actually want to see that game again.
Yeah, so do I. I was watching some of it on YouTube.
We don't get many Eagles at Raiders games.
Not often, you're right.
We don't often have that matchup.
Not very often. All right, so that's coming up again. 4 o'clock tomorrow, opening day 2019. It was a great game. Now, it wasn't a great season, but felt like it was going to be a great season after that. So, let's move on. Joe to camera. He took a picture. He has a mustache. He's sporting a mustache.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a thick mustache. It's not a Magnum it's not a Magnum PI mustache. It's kind of like an Uncle Rico mustache. And I have a big beard. So let's cue the music there, Jack, and we'll play some of the comments from those pictures. Go ahead.
Look, it's Norman Bates and the third Kelsey brother at the real time.
Norman Bates. Norman Bates didn't have a mustache, though, did he?
No. Well, maybe it's because he looks like he's at the Bates Hotel, Bates Motel.
Well, I mean, I didn't think it was a compliment.
Yeah.
Norman Bates had his dead mother in a chair and
Norman. I was so scared of that movie when I was a
me
kid.
Me too. And Jack asked me, who's Norman Bates? And I'm like, yeah, I guess you really wouldn't know who it is.
He's ever stumped a millennial.
We should have done it. All right, Jack.
Joe looks like he needs to be walking around the neighborhood introducing himself to his neighbors at Radio JD.
Yeah.
He's registered?
Yes. That's what I think he was referring to.
Is DeCamera serious? He looks like he's trying out for To Catch a Predator at Winston's Dad 01.
Wow.
Yeah, that's kind of what most people are saying, Ike.
Wow.
Yeah,
Joe, you might want to get rid of that mustache. You might get falsely accused of something, man.
He might. Jack, is he shaving the rest of his face, or is that just, because some people don't have facial hair, you know.
Right,
just,
they can't grow.
They can't grow it. Is he trying to grow a mustache?
I think he's trying to prove that he can grow a mustache. So it's like, everything else is kind of like 5 o'clock shadow, and he's letting that part grow in.
Okay. I mean, it is, we are like sequestered to doing nothing these days, so I guess why not? Go ahead.
When did Tom Selleck's creepy younger brother join the WIP team at Northville Agent?
Yeah, go ahead, Jack.
Sheesh, a man and a child about to reach puberty at MDon 610. DeCamera is starting to look like a walking Amber Alert at Buddy Spitz.
Come on. Wow.
I feel like I owe Joe DeCamera science homework for some reason at Pop Stones.
He does kind of like a teacher.
Well, kind of, I mean, everybody had that weird teacher in high school or whatever, where it was like, it was normally a science teacher. Joe kind of looks like him.
Please take down the DeCamera photo. You're scaring, well, everyone. Literally everyone at Pat Gallen TV.
Oh, Pat Gallen checks in.
PG checking in.
Yeah, I think he's speaking for a lot of people out there.
Why does DeCamera look like a grown-up McLovin at Chris Pacelli?
Grown-up McLovin. A little bit. Go ahead, Jack.
Yo, WTF is this DeCamera photo at Spike Eskin?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
Wow, Joseph, he took a real beating today, man.
That meant everything to me. Let's go to the phones. 888, I'm sorry to cry. I'm just very emotional.
And you sent the comments to be voiced, Jack?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because you know why? He didn't put any of the good ones on there, because I read them.
Ah.
He used the sanitized ones for the most part, because he's
that's
a wimp.
That's my job.
You're a wimp.
Oh, that's my job.
No. Yeah, you
keep us on the air.
No.
Yeah, you know he's not going down that road. Yeah, if he can avoid it, he's not going down that road.
Which he always does. Yes. I will see a tweet occasionally, and it was like, what did you guys say that got dumped on, something got dumped on the show? And I'm like, I have no idea.
Yeah. Oh, he dumps without even letting us know nowadays. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Secret dumper.
No, I can tell when you're dumping, because I know what's dumpable.
Right, to him.
Yeah, I just look at him again. Here he is pressing a button in there again.
It's unbelievable. Yeah, so do this. Alert us when you know something is being
right.
dumped on the air, just
yeah.
so we know, so I can freak out on him occasionally. Let's go to Andy in Deptford. Andy, hey, buddy.
Yo, what's up, guys?
What's up, homie?
What's
Yo,
up,
Ike,
Andy?
You were talking about Eagles-Raiders matchup 2021, Eagles-Raiders in Vegas. I'm there, cuz.
Oh, yeah, that's right. They do. They're back at it next year. Yeah, how about that? In Vegas.
I'm there. Ain't never been to Vegas. I'll be there for the first time.
You never been to Vegas, huh?
Nah,
Andy?
It's on that bucket list, man. But, you know, once you get married and you had a kids and, you know, other
it's
things.
It's tough.
Oh, believe me.
Yeah.
Believe me,
you know,
Andy,
right?
It's overrated.
Okay, I still got experience.
Yes, you do. Yes, you must.
Hey, Ike,
yes.
I feel you with the gloves, man. I got the blue gloves. Before I got a mask, I had the bandana wrapped around my mask, around my face. People were looking at me like I was about to be and set it off too, man.
Yeah, you can't roll with the bandana around the face, man.
I got my mask now, so I'm good. But I ran into a couple of my fellas over the weekend because, you know, it's your one boy that's super popular around this time. You feel me? And when I saw them, I initially was just a reaction to give them that, to shake their hand, right?
Right?
And then when I left, I'm like, oh, man, what the hell am I doing? So, you know, everybody got a pound when I left my buddy's residence.
Yeah.
But
yeah, you know it was
Mark,
crowded over there too, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, y'all, well, was it? He's a man right now. You kidding me? But Marks.
Yes.
The beard looks good, man. The camera looking like he's riding around in a white van, but your beard looks good.
Yes, it does. It is looking good. I agree.
It definitely looks good. Nice and full. Not that many grays poking out, man. I'm like, damn, I got way more grays than you, man. Looks good. Keep it up.
Keep it up.
Mm-hmm.
But
Thank you.
As far as your trash bag, so you layer the cart with the trash bag?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Because I'm trying to take tips with that. And now I got a question.
It takes me four of the large, not like the big ones.
Yeah,
that
not kitchen bags. You
not
need
the
real
kitchen bags.
Trash.
Yes, the big ones. I put one over where, you know, like where the little kid would sit. So I put stuff there, and then I put one main one in the cart, and then I put actual bags, like the bags that you're supposed to bring to the grocery store if you don't want to use the plastic bags. I bring them.
Right.
So I put the stuff in there, and then I put one bag on the first part of the bottom to put the water, the case of water, and then I put it on the other side too.
I'm finding myself, if I go in like a Dollar General, a non-supermarket store, I ain't grabbing no cart or no basket. I got like 20 things in my hand. I'm dropping stuff. I'm like, what the hell's going on?
Dollar General's underrated, too. You can get a lot of good stuff.
Oh, man,
Yo, man, Mark, you're home with the kids. You know how much they're killing the snack cabinet right now. Cereal, chips, Rice Krispies.
Everything.
Treats. What? Oh, man. The rap for all that stuff.
Hey, man, listen, I had to tell my son who's 16 and growing and working out and all that stuff. I'm like, dude, I mean, I left here earlier and the pantry didn't look like this. You done ran through the whole damn pantry, like just eating up everything.
Well, Ike, you got a double whammy. He's 16 and he's quarantined. You know he's eating like a grown man right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes.
But I do have an Eagles point I want to make quickly.
Go,
sure.
Go.
When I look at this plan, if that's what Howie wants to call it, it just keeps making me scratch my head. You look at the most recent signing, Roby Coleman, a 5'7 cornerback. So now we got three 5'7 quarterbacks
slots
on the team, LeBlanc, Maddox, and the new guy, Coleman. And last time I did, so they're all slot nickel corners. Last time I checked, when you play nickel, you only play one slot nickel corner.
Yeah.
Like, what is Howie doing?
Well, but here's the thing.
Letting Jim Schwartz run everything.
He played for Jim Schwartz in Buffalo.
Yeah, right. But you know what? When I think of him, I think of one play. The worst pass interference I ever seen in my life, where the NFL had to change the rule because this dummy barely tackled somebody.
Oh,
in
it
the
was playoff. Him.
Oh, yeah, that was him. Yeah.
I mean, I just don't. And then not only just the cornerback situation, where you leave the cupboard bare at wide receiver. When how's this quarterback going to get better when you're leaving him with crap at that position?
Andy, they are relying on Howie Roseman to draft wide receivers for Carson Wentz. That's what they're doing. That's what they're doing. They have DeSean Jackson. I don't know if he can stay healthy. We'll see. I'm hoping he can play 12, 13 games. And then it's Arthego Whiteside, can he develop, and young wide receivers. That's what you're going to have on the team. So you're relying on Howie Roseman and his staff to draft wide receivers that are going to contribute right off the bat.
Mm-hmm.
And I that, like, to me, that's pretty dangerous to do, Ike. Pretty dangerous to do and not smart.
Well, it puts more pressure on A, himself to draft the right guys, but obviously with the players, it puts pressure on them to raise their level of play. See, I always look at it this way, John. To me, Carson is what Carson is. I know what Carson is. If he has competent weapons around him, they're going to shine. When he had his quote-unquote MVP season, we know the weapons that he had around him. Those weren't Pro Bowl wide receivers, but they caught the ball. They caught the ball. And so that's all he needs for them to do. Do your job. I'm going to be my special self. And if I got some people going along with me here, we may be able to do some nice things. The only difference is this year it's going to be younger guys as opposed to Alshon Jeffrey and a Super Bowl winning receiver and Torrey Smith, who had won with Baltimore prior to coming here, and a Nelson Agholor, right? Like, I mean, you had Zach Ertz there, but I don't think Zach Ertz has Zach gone to the Pro Bowl yet?
Well, he had to the year they scored, had 100 catches, right?
Well, no, that was the year after the Super Bowl. I'm just saying before the Super Bowl year, had he gone? I don't know.
No, Zach Ertz was soft before the Super Bowl, remember?
Oh, that's right. Remember, everybody wanted to get rid of him. That's right, because of the Cincinnati Bengals game. Yeah, I forgot about that. So think about it. That was the year Carson raised their level of play also. Like, they had their best years that year. They're older. This will be with a more unproven group.
Yeah.
Right? It'll be with a more improving group. And yeah, you're saying, I'm betting on these guys here. I'm betting that Deshaun can stay healthy. I'm betting that these young guys are going to be better the second year with Carson. And I'm betting that I'm going to draft the right guys early
and
in
get
the draft.
Them to, and get contributions in their rookie year.
Right, and get contributions from them, yes.
Pretty dang, a lot of betting there, Ike. I do not like betting like that.
And that's another reason why I want the guy that I want, because he's the big guy that you can have on the outside. Alshon's not going to be ready early in the year. He is basically Alshon's size. He's just faster. So those other guys, to me, are like slot receivers. They aren't outside receivers. I don't think we need another slot guy like Justin Jefferson. I think we got enough of those guys.
Got slot corners and slot receivers, Ike.
Yeah, we need a bigger guy on the outside.
No, but real quick, like, what is this? The fact that they signed a veteran that's a slot corner, 28 years old, what does that tell you about what they think of Avante Maddox? Or is this just he was the best available guy, he's been in the Jim Schwartz defense, don't pay too much attention to it?
You know what it tells me? Somebody's going to be involved in a draft day trade.
Yeah, Russell. But I mean,
Russell or Sidney or both.
Russell's on the. But who's playing outside corner on the team?
Avante Maddox, maybe. Or
yeah,
or,
I saw that last year.
Or they get a corner in the draft. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I mean, they can still get a corner in the draft.
Yeah, you're right. They could. All right, back to the phones. Randy, South Jersey. Randy, go ahead. How are you?
Hey guys, long time listener, first time caller.
Nice to hear
What's
from you.
What's up, Randy?
Hi.
Yeah, man, not much. I just want to say how impressed I am with, like, all the extra stuff you guys do between keeping up with your fans and, you know, just bringing the positive mentality out and really doing every little thing you can to, you know, to put smiles on people's faces. I think it's really impressive, man.
Thank you.
Oh, thank cool. you. We can't do it without people like yourself. Need your support.
I honestly don't think I would have called otherwise if I hadn't been so thoroughly impressed. And that goes for not just your show, but all the other shows too. I'm a all-day listener because I'm on the road all the time. So it's cool. It's a lot of good entertainment too.
Appreciate it.
I love you guys smashing Joe. It's hilarious.
And there's actually other pictures that are there's other pictures that are out there, and there's a side view too. There's a profile view that looks even worse.
Oh, man. He's a good
It's a creature
though.
Guy. No, I got
it. Credit where credit's due. He takes the beating like a man. It's awesome.
He takes the beating. He does. You're right.
So I call because I heard you guys on the radio talking about how empty the meat shelves are and how people kind of affects everyone's moods and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted to just give a quick shout out. And I actually raise bison in South Jersey.
You raise them where do you raise them?
Port Norris. It's in like the deep south marshlands of South Jersey.
So are these your Bison?
That's not anywhere near Carson.
Are these yours, or do you work for somebody that has them?
No, it's me, a guy I grew up with, and his brother. We're just three guys raising animals. We started a couple years ago, and slowly but surely, we've built a little bit of a successful farm.
So what are we doing? Are you offering up bison meat? What are we talking about here?
Yeah. So I wanted to let your listeners know, I actually do the farmer's market in Rittenhouse on Saturdays. Now, they've done a restricted pre-order purchase pickup so that their regular farmer's market's customers can still, you know, in the midst of all this, get their locally grown produce and meat and stuff. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you guys saying that on the radio that all the shelves were empty, I figured, you know, I wanted to let your customers and you guys know that we have, you know, meat, and if anybody wanted to get it, they could go to buckwildbison.com and let us know that you're either coming to the Rittenhouse market and you can do some pre-orders.
Okay.
And I'll have you set up, or, you know, just so they have access, they just with the tough times and how everyone's stressed out and everything.
Well, Randy, and we appreciate that. Do you have to kind of keep a distance from the bison and not get too? Because I want to pet them and stuff. But then if you pet them and you get too close with them, then you're serving them up for people a little bit later.
Yeah, you know, that's been one of the things that we've been going over. That's the unexpected hard part of what we've been doing. They're animals, but we're in there talking to them every day and hanging out with them and. Oh, you know, it could get tough.
All right.
So there's got to be some kind of distancing.
Randy, we appreciate it, man. And get your bison meat. You see, I wouldn't be good on a farm, Mike.
Yeah, I'm useless.
I was thinking, why would you want to pet a bison?
I don't know.
I'm useless.
Why would you want to pet a cow?
You don't pet cows.
Sure you do. Or you look
you
at them.
Yeah, you look at them. You don't pet them.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, there's a lot. Like, I'm assuming there's a lot of farms down by you. There's a lot of farms up by me. I can get to a cow in a 2-minute walk.
Yeah, easily.
From my house. Not even.
Yeah, easily.
Right?
I used to have someone who lived outside the development who had horses. She would ride her horse through the development so the kids could see them.
Yeah.
Yeah, yes. Like on the street, like. Yeah, yeah. I
really? Ride it right down the street?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Used to stop and let the kids pet it and everything. Yeah, I got a lot of horse farms out there. I see pictures of Carson all the time. I ride by him all the time.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
he's one of my favorite students. Yes, you are.
Like, I like a nice bison burger. I'm not going to lie. But if I was petting him or, like, you know, feeding him and stuff, I don't know if I could eat him.
Don't know if you could eat him, yeah.
Well, my aunt owned a farm with all kinds of cows and stuff, and
right?
Horses and all that.
Did you slaughter your own meat?
Once. You did?
I would not be able to do that.
I wouldn't either.
Yeah, they took it out. Yeah,
yeah. Like there's
12.
A Mary Mead Farms, which is out like in Lansdale. Mm-hmm. We'll go there because they have the cows and they have this big fat pig and they have everything else. But they're milk cows. You know what I mean? So it's like they're out there getting milk, so you don't worry about that. But you know, you gotta realize where the stuff's coming from. You try not to think about it when you're eating a burger, but you know, it's coming from somewhere.
Yeah, you know, I never let that stop me from eating red meat, though. Yeah,
me neither. 215-592-9494. In fact, it's pretty much all I ate for a long time. Now I'm trying to cut down.
I am too, actually, man. I'm trying to get off the red meat, man. I'm trying to.
It's difficult.
That means I'm gonna have to give up steaks.
Yeah, I can't do it.
And there's no way in hell that's happening.
That's the problem.
You'd have to eat Popeye's chicken sandwiches 3 or 4 days a week if you couldn't eat red meat.
That's right.
That's the problem. You'd just eat fries and chicken all the time.
Yeah.
215-592-9494. Yeah, you could have an occasional fish.
I'm a fish guy. Yeah, I like a little fish.
All right. Hey, coming up, the figures are out on Darius Slay's contract. And as an Eagle fan, pretty excited about it. We'll find out exactly what it is coming up next, and we'll get back into the receiver conversation as well. It's Marks and Reese on 94 WIP, back after this.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.